little driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The presidential campaigning is zeroing in on battleground states, beginning in North Carolina today, where Donald Trump seized on President Biden's comments, appearing to refer to Trump supporters as garbage.
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it. Even though, without question, my supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala.
Harris accused Trump of trying to keep Americans divided in Raleigh.
We know who Donald Trump is. This is not someone who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, check power.
Harris received support today from Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former Republican governor of California. Here's Christopher Cruz.
On X, Arnold Schwarzenegger said a second Trump term would produce no results and would make us angrier and angrier, more divided and more hateful. He said he has plenty of disagreements with Harris's platform, but the only way to move forward as a country is with her as president.
The Supreme Court is allowing Virginia to move forward with its removal of roughly 1,600 alleged non-citizens from the voter rolls. Allison Keyes has that.
The High Court's conservative majority, without giving a rationale, granted an emergency appeal from Virginia's Republican administration, which said the purge was meant to stop people who aren't U.S. citizens from voting. Federal court records indicated that some of the 1,600 voters who were removed are U.S. citizens. A lawyer for the private groups says people can still register to vote on Election Day and cast ballots and calls the Supreme Court's decision outrageous. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The death toll from the catastrophic flooding in Spain has now reached 95. CBS's Chris Livesay has more.
This is the rainy season in Spain. They call it Dana, but it's also a combination of factors. You do have warmer temperatures and warmer atmosphere that's able to hold more water, but that's also combining with a parched earth.
Ever felt frustrated that you can't get your refund from an airline? Here's Chris Van Cleve.
As of this week, flyers are entitled to an automatic refund if their flight is canceled or significantly delayed. What is a significant delay? On a domestic flight, that's 3 hours or more. On an international flight, it's 6 hours.
The Dow is up 30 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A groundbreaking for a new Lincoln King Community Center was held this morning in Racine. The facility will be going up just north of Julian Thomas Elementary, and it's funded through a mix of state, federal, and private resources. Leaders said this morning it's aimed at filling a gap in Racine's healthcare options. In a bid to boost support for the Democratic ticket, former President Bill Clinton will visit the state tomorrow. He'll be in Oshkosh and Milwaukee to campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris, Governor Tim Walz, and down-ballot Democrats. Kenosha City Council approved a contract to acquire 6 school properties from KUSD. The city plans to create a tax district to support demolition and redeveloping some of the sites into housing. The most recent campaign finance reports show a difference in the fundraising efforts of the first congressional district candidates. Republican incumbent Brian Stile has raised over $5 million, more than doubling the nearly $2 million raised by Democratic challenger Peter Barca. Stile, who's held the seat since 2018, enters the final stretch of the campaign with just over $2 million in the bank. Barca, a former holder of the seat, has just over $133 on hand. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Try. And we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. My apologies if this is a little bit morbid, but it was on this date in 2007. Forbes.com reported that Elvis Presley had regained his crown as the highest earning dead celebrity with an annual income of about $49 million. Here's Elvis now. Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Don't believe a word I say.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looks so good.
JN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A groundbreaking for a new Lincoln King Community Center was held this morning in Racine. The governor joined the mayor for turning dirt on a $68 million project. The facility will be going up just north of Julian Thomas Elementary, and it's funded through a mix of state, federal, and private resources. Leaders said this morning it's aimed at filling a gap in Racine's health care options. Monday night, Racine's Common Council heard Mayor Corey Mason's $94 million budget proposal for next year. It has promises to get property taxes to a 14-year low without reducing city staff or services. The plan allocates funds for updating public safety facilities, launching a neighborhood renewal program, and expediting lead pipe replacement. The latest Marquette poll reveals a virtual tie in Wisconsin's presidential race. Vice President Kamala Harris holds a razor-thin 50-49% lead over former President Donald Trump. That's among likely voters. The tight contest is evident in both candidates' simultaneous campaign visits to the state today and Friday. When third-party candidates are included, Harris's lead slightly expands to 46% versus Trump's 44%. RFK Jr. gets 5% support despite no longer being in the race. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76. WRJN.
Till I'm gonna Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, astronauts who spend long periods of time away from Earth may experience changes in the brain that linger long after their return. What, they come back and can't remember where they parked their spaceship?
Let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movie. Hey baby, the play at our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey baby, the planet I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? It made us feel like dancing. It gave us
Hey!
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN. Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is Boeing used potatoes to test their in-flight Wi-Fi. Okay, I don't quite get that one, but it says here, potatoes reflect and absorb Wi-Fi signals similarly to human bodies. So I guess it's true. At least they don't get bored on the flight.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. but a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. It's time to party. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your brewmate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab to save right now.
You don't know how I feel. You'll never know how I feel. Oh, when I needed you to come around, you're all
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.